Have you ever noticed over the past couple of years that anytime someone talks about racism or what we can do about it, someone hollers, CRT! CRT stands for critical race theory. It's a field of analysis that began in legal studies to help explain inequality and injustice in the post-civil rights era. But nowadays, CRT has become a junk drawer for any words or concepts about racism that make certain people feel uncomfortable. That is to say, what many folks are calling CRT is not actually CRT, and that's partially on purpose, because people who oppose racial justice under the guise of CRT are not so much interested in truth as in fear. Calling everything everywhere CRT all at once is not about finding better ways to promote racial justice. It's about fomenting anxiety around social change and then gathering support to oppose it. My name is Dr. Jamar Tisby. I'm a historian, author, and speaker, and I want to present to you this teaching series called Those Meddling Kids, Unmasking the Anti-CRT Crusade in Christian Higher Ed. Let's talk about this anti-CRT crusade. I call it a crusade on purpose because it is opposition to what some people label as critical race theory. That's part of the culture wars. Some would say the political wars. And people see themselves as soldiers in a holy war against the forces of wokeness and social justice. This anti-CRT crusade has invaded many sectors of society, including politics and even local libraries as folks attempt to ban books. It's also made deep inroads into some Christian colleges and institutions. So let me tell you a little bit about my experience with one of these Christian colleges, Grove City College. It's a ultra-conservative, even fundamentalist college in western Pennsylvania. Usually I don't name names, but Grove City College decided to call me out by name in their institutional efforts to oppose critical race theory. So I spoke there. I was invited to speak there in October 2020. I did a series of talks. I did a chapel message in the morning. I met with students. I met with their now disbanded diversity committee in the afternoon, and I gave a book talk on my first book, The Color of Compromise, in the evening. Now, the only portion of my visit that was recorded was my chapel message, which, of course, was about racial justice. So I went there, did my thing, wasn't even a particularly controversial message, I thought, but lo and behold, a year later, in November 2021, there's a petition that comes out by concerned parents and former students at Grove City College, and the petition is called Save GCC from CRT, Save Grove City College from Critical Race Theory. In this petition, they name my visit to the college as one of the pieces of evidence of mission drift, of how Grove City College is being invaded and taken over by wokeness and ideas around critical race theory. But it doesn't stop there. The president issues a response because in that petition, they're accusing the president of the college of not holding the line on the mission. So the president responds, and eventually the board of trustees gets involved and they actually form a subcommittee to study these accusations of mission drift, particularly centering around ideas of racial justice. But it doesn't end there. It gets all the way to the Board of Trustees. They form a subcommittee that is charged with investigating these accusations of mission drift due to critical race theory and wokeness or whatever. This subcommittee comes up with a report that they then submit to the rest of the Board of Trustees. Now, I'm aware of this process happening. I'm thinking, well, maybe the Board of Trustees, because this report is really sloppy and not well informed, maybe they'll at least say, revise this, tweak that. They don't do any of that. They adopt and accept the report as written. Mind you, in the report, it explicitly states that it was a mistake to invite me to speak at chapel there. That in and of itself is an issue, But I think an even bigger issue is their own faculty and staff. They basically throw under the bus. They don't support them at all in their efforts to promote racial justice on campus. They make it even harder for those efforts to continue. And worst of all, it's the students who ultimately miss out. It's the students who, in these years of preparation during undergrad, are not getting equipped or prepared to deal with issues of racial injustice, which are still rife in our society and certainly in our nation's history. And they're not preparing them for a very racially, ethnically, culturally diverse, pluralistic nation and world. Now, I had the opportunity to speak with some college students, and they got really excited about an idea around combating misinformation with accurate information. If these efforts at educating students about racial justice are being impeded and undermined through the college and the board of trustees and leaders, then maybe there's ways around it. And that's where this teaching series comes in. Now, we called it Those Meddling Kids Unmasking the Anti-CRT Crusade in Christian Higher Ed, because Those Meddling Kids is a reference to Scooby-Doo. You remember those cartoons? It was these young people who every episode would solve some sort of mystery. And at the end of the episode, they would literally unmask the culprit, who was this, you know, angry adult who said, "And I would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids." So in a similar way, we've got students in Christian higher ed who want to meddle with a racist status quo. They want to disturb it. They want to see progress and change. And this bothers people in power. This bothers some donors, some alumni, some trustees. And it can appear like these folks are looking at college students, the constituents they're supposed to be serving, as those meddling kids. Well, we decided to have a little fun with that concept and notion. And instead of trying to deny or avoid, we're going to embrace this label as those meddling kids. And one of my guests in this teaching series makes a great point that oftentimes some of the most important social change and progress comes from young people. Young people, you have a critical role to play in your colleges and your universities, but also in the broader society, in being instigators of change through your questions, through your curiosity, through your desire for inclusiveness. And it can appear that folks are calling you meddling kids, but as John Lewis would say, that's a form of good trouble. So this is Those Meddling Kids. Now, here's what to expect. I've assembled experts on various topics pertaining to the anti-CRT crusade. These are historians, sociologists, therapists, experts in anti-racism and education. And we gain insights from these individuals in each conversation. And each conversation includes some very practical steps we can take as people who are eager to promote racial justice. Here's a rundown of the topics. We're beginning with this introduction where I give a framework and outline the problem of the anti-CRT crusade in Christian higher ed. Then we'll go to a conversation with Dr. Robert Chow Romero about what is critical race theory. The next topic is a history of racism in Christian higher ed with Dr. Otis Pickett. A next topic is white Christian nationalism in Christian higher ed with Dr. Andrew Whitehead. Another topic is understanding the anti-CRT industrial complex with Catherine Stewart, investigative journalist. Another topic, the anti-racist witness of the Black Church with Dr. Malcolm Foley. A seventh topic is building an anti-racist culture in Christian institutions with Dr. Christina Edmondson, a pastoral response to the anti-CRT crusade with Reverend Jackie Lewis, healing from racial trauma with Sheila Wise Rowe, a therapist, and then protesting the anti-CRT crusade with Andre Henry. The progression is this. What we do in the initial episodes is outline the problem, talk about the anti-CRT crusade, the broader movement, or even backlash against racial justice. We transition then into more positive examples of what Christian institutions and individuals are doing. And then we get very, very practical. We talk about healing. We talk about pastoral responses. We talk about actual protest against this and what we can do proactively to continue to promote racial justice in the face of so much opposition. Now, let me say this. We are focused on Christian higher ed because of the context, this whole Grove City College drama, this conversation with college students, etc. But this teaching series is truly for anyone who wants to learn more about this anti-CRT crusade, and more importantly, is for anyone who wants to learn about racial justice and how to take action. This is solutions oriented. And you definitely don't have to be in college, much less a Christian college, to learn from this series. I have a couple of recommendations for how to use the series. In community is the best way to do it. So gathering a group of students on campus, maybe it's a Bible study group or a reading group or a book study group, maybe it's in the classroom or beyond, and watch these videos and have a discussion. Y'all, I promise you, I tried to make these discussions 20 to 25 minutes. I failed in every single case, but it's to your benefit because my guests have such good insight. So each of these conversations is going to run 30, 35 minutes or so, and the hope is that you would watch the conversation or listen to it and then have a discussion around it in community and talk about implementation where you are. What would it take to work for change in your context, whatever that might be? And then, of course, my hope for this is that you share. Share this series, email it or text a link or put it on social media. Spread the word far and wide. And if you can think of a couple of people in your circle who would benefit or be interested in this, it's best to send them a message directly. Now, I am very pleased to offer this teaching series completely free. It's available here on my YouTube page. My hope is that finances would not be an obstacle or a barrier for anyone. I was once a college student, which means I was broke, and I know what that's like. So I don't want to add additional costs or burden to people, but it does cost money to produce a series like this. We had to pay for video production, for graphic design, an honorarium for each guest, all those kinds of things. So if you do find value in this teaching series and this content, then there are a few ways you can support this kind of work. One, you can become a paid subscriber to my newsletter. It's at jamartisby.substack.com. Become a paid subscriber. These are resources that I use to help support initiatives and projects like this teaching series. Another way you can support is by booking me to speak at your event. I will post a link to my speaking page here, but invite me to come. I can talk about this. I can talk about any kind of topic. I can talk to Christian audiences. I can talk to secular audiences. I can talk about history, anti-racism, you name it. And then lastly, as I said before, share this content, spread the word, make sure, most importantly, that it gets in front of the people who need this information the most. Thanks for listening to this very first episode. Listen to the next one and the next one and the next one after that. And I hope you appreciate those meddling kids unmasking the anti-CRT crusade in Christian higher ed.